Thank you so much, Dr. Ennis. So good to be with you folks again. We want to give you sort of an update, but first of all, let me mention, we do have some prayer cards on the table as you come in from the door out there. Please take one of our prayer cards so you remember to pray for us. Remember, we're involved in God's work, and your commitment to support us includes prayer support. Amen? That's important. We're involved in a spiritual work, and that requires prayer. Now, and we went to Brazil in 76. We spent 27 years there, and then God led us to New York City. Some people don't believe that. I had a hard time believing it myself. But we were in New York City working with Brazilians, doing the same thing we were doing in Brazil, just in a different location. We were in an area, and they said that there were 30,000 Brazilians in our area. That's not counting the larger New York City area. This was just in Astoria, Queens. And we worked there for 8 years. We went there by faith. God kept us there by faith. The last 2 years, we were under financial stress. And finally, it reached a point we had to make a decision. When you're going to have to sign a contract that you're going to pay out 50% of your income in rent, you know you're not doing good. And so we just figured that was God's way of moving us out. We did not accomplish everything we had hoped to accomplish there, but we trust we accomplished everything God wanted us to accomplish. And shortly after that, we had contact with the church we started when we first went to Brazil, and they asked us to come back, and I'll explain that to you tonight. They've now been some 2.5 years, going on 2.5 years without a pastor, and so they want us to come back. And the presentation tonight will kind of give you an idea of what has been done and also what we, Lord willing, will be doing when we go back, and we hopefully that'll be in May. Now, let's see if I'm going to be able to make contact here and give you information. This is the Shaws. I'm sorry my wife could not be here. She's been fighting intestinal virus now for going on 2 weeks. We are your missionaries to Brazil, and we do thank you for your faithfulness in supporting us these many years. Brazil's the world's fifth largest country, both by geographical area and by a population with over 196 million people. You can see you have the Atlantic Ocean on the east and north, west, and south. It is bordered by 10 other countries, but it is the only Portuguese-speaking country in South America. We're going back to the city of Piracicaba in the state of São Paulo. There is São Paulo. São Paulo is like New York, New York. You have the city and the state, and we are located about a 2-hour drive out of the large city of São Paulo. It's one of the oldest cities in Brazil. It was established in 1767. And of course, when you get into old cities like that, you have a lot of tradition and you run into a lot of difficulty. Piracicaba is an Indian name. It means where the fish stop. The reason they stop is they can't get up the waterfall. We arrived there in 78. This is after language school and so forth. We arrived in the city of Piracicaba in 1978 with our two boys. While we were there, God blessed our home with a little girl. In 1983, this is what our family looked like. Today, our children all married and have their own families. Catholicism was very powerful in Piracicaba. We encountered quite a bit of opposition from the Catholic Church. We had our building vandalized numerous times because of the priest inciting people against us and other incidents that occurred. But God is greater than any human organization. We started some blocks behind one of the main Catholic churches in the city. This had been a supply storage area for building materials. We cleaned it up as best we could, put in chairs and pulpit area on the left side, a temporary wall to give a Sunday school space, and then we began holding services. One of the parts of the ministry was a bus ministry, and that consisted of a Volkswagen van. This is before the days of seatbelt laws. This was a day of vacation Bible school, and if you do it right, you can get 40 people in a Volkswagen van. Children's ministry is very important. Brazil has a young population, a lot of kids, and especially during the time they're out of school, mom and dad are glad to have organized activity, so it's easy to get a lot of kids together, and we took advantage of that. Nice thing about kids, they don't have so much wrong information that you have to overcome. And many of the children you see in this photograph were saved during this time in their lives, and today they are adults in church still. It's Special programs are another thing we would use. You know how it is, you invite people to church and they never come, but if you're going to have something special, a special music, a banquet or something, you can get them to come. So we would do that, putting on special programs to get the adults in especially. And although they are more difficult to reach, they can be reached with persistence and patience. And so that is the way we carried out our work. This is Marcus. I show you his picture. He was saved as a teenager during our early days of the work there. He's holding my daughter's hand. Marcus had a hard time right in his early days as a Christian. He was in and out of church there. Eventually, he did get faithful in church, and I'll tell you about him a little later. We were praying for God to give us a piece of property, and this is what God supplied. You're actually looking at three lots. Brazilian lots are much smaller than American lots. And this is a corner lot, three lots together. Across the street is a foundry, and between the lots and the foundry is a major highway going in and out of the city. And so God supplied us with an excellent location. We held a special service, those that could come during the day. And we held a service and prayed and asked God to bless that we might see a church there for His honor and glory. And so we watched as God supplied the need. Construction was begun. The money came in to buy supplies. We were able to buy the rock, the brick, the iron, cement, and so forth. We had the money necessary to pay the building, the workers on the building. And the building went up, and in God's time, this is the building He gave us. This is the Fundamental Baptist Church. This would be the side that looks out over a residential area behind the church. As people go by on the highway, what they see is this, the Fundamental Baptist Church. God was good in supplying the needs, and the building was completed. Of course, we had a special inauguration service, and the building was packed out. There was a lot of excitement. We were really excited about what God was doing. And of course, the building is just a phase of the work. A building is not a church. It's a place where the church meets. So we had to keep on doing what we had been doing, and the work of reaching and winning had to continue. By now, we had help. Some of those snotty-nosed kids that you saw earlier are now teenagers, and they were active in our youth group, and we used them to good advantage, giving them training and letting them serve the Lord there. They became our teachers and workers in Vacation Bible School, in Sunday School, in tract distribution, visitation, and so forth. My wife had a Bible club on the opposite side of town, and on Saturday morning she would load the van up with teenagers and she would go over there and give them some on-the-job training. They would help in leading music, teaching Bible verses. They would also put on puppet shows, and then my wife would give a Bible lesson. Not only would we have children come, but some of the moms would come also. It was an excellent opportunity to evangelize. Well, you know, the snotty-nosed kids grow up. That's wonderful. And this is two of them, Fabio and his wife, Claudia. Fabio got saved when he was about 12 years old. Claudia came as a teenager, about 19, got saved, and they became part of our youth group. Later, they were married. Today, they are serving the Lord in another state and another city, in the city of Uberaba. Fabio is the pastor of a church there, has a good church, good ministry. God's using him, and we praise the Lord for what He's doing with them there in Brazil. Well, let's go back to the Fundamental Baptist Church. Time was coming for a Brazilian pastor. We went there to plant a church. We were praying for God to raise up someone. The church had grown spiritually and numerically, and we were seeing now teachers trained, being able to take over in the teaching in the Sunday school, different age groups and so forth. Also, men were in the church. That's important for the leadership in the church. And as we prayed, God supplied a man. This was Fernando and his family. They came to give leadership to the church there. And Fernando and his family did a great work for many years. Under his leadership, the church continued to grow. And this is what it came to be. You can see as a church of families with not only little kids, but teens and so forth. And it grew to be a good, strong, vibrant church. When the church celebrated the 30-year anniversary, we were invited back. This was in 2008, and there was a lot of excitement about what God was doing. They had coarse cake and then a special service celebrating 30 years, and church was packed out, a lot of excitement, good spirit in the church, and we were really pleased with what God was doing there. But where God is working, the devil doesn't like it. So between 2008 and 2011, the devil got into the mix. There were leadership problems, and there were two church splits. And when I say leadership problems, I don't mean moral problems. I just, the man who started Fernando, he started out good, and over time he changed. And he hurt people. He did not have a pastor's heart. And things went bad. And when we went back in 2011, this is what we found. Just a handful of families, and that's all that was left. Now, on the end there is Marcus again. He's a grown man, got his own family, got teenage kids. But Marcus, through the years, had got himself settled spiritually. He got into church. And when things went bad, he happened to be the vice president. The way you organize in Brazil is a president, vice president, secretary, treasurer. And you had to have of course, the pastor would be the president. And Marcus happened to be the vice president when things went upside down, and Marcus had everything dumped on him. Marcus has never had any formal Bible training. He is continuing to work there, keeping the doors open. This is his mother. She lives with some of her other children who tried to get her to leave the church. She said, no, I'm not leaving. This is my church. I'm staying here. And today, Marcus and his family are leading the work. Marcus is doing the preaching. He makes visits. But they've asked us to come back and help them. They're not in a position now to call a pastor. They've been some 2.5 years without a pastor. My hope is to have a good talk with Marcus, and if he feels that God's leading him, then I can give him the training he needs, and we can ordain him, and he just continue on. He's proved himself faithful now for over 2.5 years, or going on 2.5 years. Please pray for Marcus and for the Fundamental Baptist Church. The church has tremendous potential there in that city. You can see what it had been, and we want to see it once again become the power it was for the Lord. Today, Piracicaba continues to be a thriving and prosperous city with a population of over 350,000 people. When we went there, it was a little over 200,000, and so in a little over 30 years now, you can see how much it has grown. And this is an important city in the region. It supplies products and services to surrounding cities. A lot of the medical treatment and industrial supplies come from this city. It is also the home to one of Brazil's major universities. You've all heard of Quilibis. This is where they were developed. The Fundamental Baptist Church needs to be strong so it can shine forth the gospel of Jesus Christ to the people of Piracicaba and to the world. We ask you to remember the words of Jesus in Revelation 2:25. But that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. And we want to see the church holding to which it what it has, but not only that, but once again moving forward. Please pray for me and my wife as we prepare to return to Brazil. We hope to go back by the 1st of May. There are some issues that have to be settled. We need to raise more support and also settle some document issues. But please pray that this will be a reality. We thank you for your support, both prayer and financial, and we appreciate your faithfulness here serving the Lord in Clayton, North Carolina.